This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
You know, we all know somebody like this. They're intense, they're quiet, and they're just almost impossible to read. But is there some deep, complex mystery happening inside their head? Or is something else going on entirely? Today, we're going to unpack that.
Okay, so let's get right into it with a question that kicked this whole thing off. Now look, whether you're into astrology or not, that's not really the point here. We're just using this as a lens, you know, a way to explore a really common human dynamic. Is that quiet, intense person you know genuinely complex and mysterious? Or are they maybe just a fan of a little spectacle?
So what this really boils down to is a classic question of perception versus reality. Are we seeing what's truly hidden deep down, or are we just seeing the performance that's happening right on the surface? To get to the bottom of this, let's first get super clear on what we even mean by mystery and drama.
All right, so let's lay out the two sides of the argument here. In one corner, you've got mystery. This is all about those hidden depths, the unseen motives. It's a kind of quiet intensity that really comes from what's not being said. And then, in the other corner, you have drama, which is, well, pretty much the exact opposite. It's all about big, expressive reactions and wearing emotions on your sleeve. It's a created spectacle. It's a performance.
So first up, let's make the case for mystery. A great way to think about this is what we'll call the iceberg theory. Right? The idea is that what you see on the surface is just the tiny, tiny tip of the iceberg. The vast majority of who that person is, their thoughts, their feelings, their real motivations, is all hidden deep down below.
So what does this actually look like in real life? Well, it shows up as this intense, focused observation. You know, they're watching way more than they're talking. They use silence like a tool. Their emotions are super guarded. They can't stand small talk. And all their actions seem to be driven by this really powerful, private inner world that we're just not allowed to see. And to an outsider, all of this, it just reads as mystery.
Okay, but let's flip the script. What about the other side? This brings us to the performance theory. And this perspective suggests that the intensity we're seeing isn't about hiding something deep inside at all. It's actually about consciously creating an experience for an audience.
Now here, the behaviors are totally different. We're talking about a real need for emotional highs and lows in their interactions. They might even create situations just to get a strong response out of people. The reactions can be expressive, sometimes even a bit theatrical. These are people who tend to see life in these big, epic terms. They actually enjoy the tension and the resolution, and they are definitely not afraid to make that whole journey a public one.
So we have these two profiles that seem like total opposites. But what if they aren't opposites? What if one actually causes the other? This is where things get really, really interesting, because those lines, they start to blur in a surprisingly predictable way.
Okay, this is the crucial part, this cycle right here. Let's walk through it. So, step one, something really intense happens internally. That's the hidden, mysterious part. But it's so intense it can't stay hidden forever. So step two, it just erupts into a big outward emotional reaction. And that's the drama. But after that huge display, what happens next? Well, step three, they pull back. They retreat to process it all. And step four, we on the outside, we see that retreat, that quiet aftermath. And what do we call it? You guessed it, more mystery. It's a complete feedback loop.
Which brings us to this really powerful idea. Maybe we've been asking the wrong question this whole time. Maybe mystery isn't the opposite of drama. Perhaps that deep, hidden, mysterious inner world is the very wellspring, the very source of all those dramatic outbursts we see on the surface.
And that's the thought I really want to leave you with. The next time you come across someone you just cannot figure out,
ask yourself this. Are you really seeing their deep, hidden mystery? Or are you just seeing the quiet echo, the aftermath, of a drama that has already played out? The answer to that? Well, it might just change how you see them entirely.